Today we return to a biblical prophet of old for our learning. And let's be reminded of the difference between right and wrong. That's today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. So let's listen today. Here's Jeff.
Well, greetings to everyone. Thank you for being with us today here for our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. And we also appreciate our Jay Webb for his announcing, his welcoming to the broadcast, and he'll tell you a little bit more about our work throughout our broadcast. Want to pause very quickly and say that we are available not only over-the-air radio, many AM and FM stations, internet stations throughout the world, but also through podcast options. You may be listening to us through your favorite podcast platform. Please note that all of our broadcasts are available on a number of podcast sites, such as Spotify, also Apple Podcast, and others. We hope that you will gain much by listening to our broadcast right here, first and foremost, where you're listening to the International Gospel Hour, and thank you for tuning in. Our text today is Ezekiel 22, verses 23 through 26. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, say to her, You are a land that is not cleansed or rained on in the day of indignation. The conspiracy of her prophets in her midst is like a roaring lion tearing the prey. They have devoured people. They have taken treasure and precious things. They have made many widows in her midst. Her priests have violated my law and profaned my holy things. They have not distinguished between the holy and the unholy, nor have they made known the difference between the unclean and the clean. And they have hidden their eyes from my Sabbaths, so that I am profaned among them. Let's talk about Ezekiel, shall we? A word in his name means God strengthens. And Ezekiel was one in Babylonian captivity. He was taken in the second siege around 597 B.C., but he continually warned the people of their sins and how they needed to repent and turn back to God before it was too late. Ezekiel was a prophet and a priest, one who had enormous influence and truly wanted everyone to see the strength of God and the difference it would make in their lives. You know, we read the challenges that Ezekiel faced and we wonder, how could such be? But then again, how many times have we found ourselves knowing the difference between what is right and wrong, and we fail to make the right choice? I think about a parallel passage here from Ezekiel 44:23. And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. When you have individuals that would be taught and know the difference, then they need to discern to make the right choice. First, it was to be taught. And sad to say from our lesson text of Ezekiel 22, the teachers were prophets that were wicked and priests were just as worse. But a clear difference had to be taught, no question. And second, one should be able to discern, or in other words, hear it, investigate it, scrutinize it, look carefully in order to decide. Friends, there is a difference between the unclean and the clean and right and wrong. And that's going to be our discussion today here from the International Gospel Hour. Before we engage in that discussion, I'm going to pause and our J-Web has a few words about our website.
InternationalGospelHour.com is our website. That's InternationalGospelHour.com. Please peruse our website and see all that is available for you absolutely free. We have a number of biblical resources. You can also listen to our other broadcasts, view our TV program, request our newsletter, and ask for our free Bible study by mail, and so much more. That's our website at InternationalGospelHour.com. Now, let's return to our study.
You know, friends, there is a difference in right and wrong and evil and good. how tragic and how sad the very things that Ezekiel was facing in Ezekiel chapter 22, from where our lesson text just came. Now, we looked at the disregard for God's authority from reading Ezekiel 22:24-26. But when we back up into that chapter, here are some other things that we note. Ezekiel mentions the murder rate among the people of God. That's verses 2 and 3. The corruptness in higher places, or the government, verse 6. The total disregard for God himself, Ezekiel 22, verse 8. And the disregard for human life, Ezekiel 22:11-12. Friends, does anything sound familiar? Indeed it does. Now, let's keep in mind Romans 15, verse 4, that says, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. So as we read these things before time, that we can learn and we can understand and find direction in how to deal with these things, let's watch what happens when one does not clearly distinguish the difference between right and wrong. We see a disregard in God's authority with a plethora of preachers not speaking as they should. In Matthew 7 and verse 15, we are warned they are wolves in sheep's clothing. And even Paul said in Galatians 1:6-9, but though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. Paul not only said it once through inspiration, but said it twice. And friends, there is a disregard with God's authority when preachers proclaim things that simply are just not true. We see the murder rate in this country. Life taken for no reason, a sin of the flesh, Galatians 5:21. And after all, that's led by Satan himself, whom Jesus called a murderer in John 8:44. We even see political corruption this day, and priorities somehow get misplaced. Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. In Proverbs 16 and verse 8, better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. How many times do we find people saying, well, if we just had a, well, if we just had the type of, well, as long as the economy is good. Well, friends, you can have good economy with things not being right. We see God in his teachings cast aside in areas of same-sex marriages and even adultery among heterosexual couples, Matthew 19:9. Simple respect toward God himself, Psalm 14, verse 1, where the fool says in his heart there is no God, and how his word is considered by many a simple fairy tale, but we know that God's word is from him and inspired of God, God-breathed, 2 Timothy 3:16. How tragic that we even see a disregard for one's family and one's neighbors. How crooked dealings and dishonesty abounds. And Jesus taught the proper teaching on one's neighbor from Luke 10:29 and verses following. How we should look unto our neighbor as we would ourselves. Friends, as we look in the days of Ezekiel, there is a difference then, there is a difference now between right and wrong, evil and good. But the world doesn't know. They continue traveling on a hellbound highway with rapid speed. What are we to do? Well, friends, second, let's do a little discerning. There is a difference, and we should choose correctly. Titus 2:11-14 says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Let's look at three words within this text, soberly, righteously, and godly. The word soberly means with a sound mind. Well, that clearly indicates the ability to discern, as we noted from Ezekiel 44:23. To have a sound mind to make that discerning accurate, righteously or agreeably to the right. The Lord's judgments, they are right, Psalm 119:75. His precepts or his word is right, Psalm 119:128. We can walk righteously or agreeably to right within the word of God to guide us. And godly is a reverent and religious attitude that we note from 2 Timothy 3 and verse 12, to one where we are reverent to God with our lives and our behaviors. And friends, one is simply to live that difference. In Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Friends, may we indeed do that. May we be that kind of individual. If the church to whom that letter, Romans, was written, needs to act that way, therefore, friends, we need to choose correctly, because there is a difference between right and wrong. Friends, we'd like to help you in your study of the Bible. Here is our J. Webb with some details from our friends at the World Bible School.
How about an online study of the Bible? That's right. The World Bible School has a free online Bible study available. Just go to worldbibleschool.org and register. A study helper will assist you in answering questions and provide feedback for your lessons. That's the free online study at worldbibleschool.org. Sign up today. Tell them the International Gospel Hour sent you.
Friends, the only way there will be a difference in our lives will be when we know the difference between right and wrong and make the right choices. Friends, is Jesus the difference in your life? You know, Jesus taught us of the importance and the command of believing in Him, John 8:24, and to repent of our sins, change our decision, change our direction, Luke 13:3, to confess Him before men, Matthew 10:32, and based upon that faith and repentance and confession, to be baptized into Christ, Mark 16:16, that we may live according to His will and His way, for there is a difference. Let's continue our studies together at another time, shall we? Thank you always for joining me here on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to our other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.
God be with you.